The administration's plan to overhaul the federal security clearance process is getting a lot of questions from Congress. The Office of Personnel Management and Office of Management and Budget are standing up a new agency called the National Background Investigations Bureau under OPM's oversight. But as one congressman sees it, creating the new agency is like putting a fresh coat of paint on a house with a bad foundation. We get more now from Federal News Radio's Nicola Grisco.
The Office of Personnel Management says it wants to achieve initial operating capability for the National Background Investigations Bureau and appoint a new director to lead it by October of this year. The Defense Department will start building the IT and cybersecurity systems in 2017. OPM will set up its interagency transition team by mid-March. But the House Oversight and Government Reform Committee has its doubts the administration can actually meet those targets. It has questions about funding, the timeline, and the role that OPM is playing. Congressman Stephen Lynch.
I just think that's, like I say, happy talk. That's just dream world stuff. We've had terrible problems with just getting basic information up and running. We're still doing stuff manually, as the gentleman from Florida pointed out. But interestingly enough, the only stuff that hasn't been hacked is the stuff that we're doing by hand. And I'm sure that's not intentional, but that just demonstrates the weakness of our system.
Members are skeptic that OPM is still involved in the clearance process, considering the agency's past major cyber breaches. And the current backlog of security clearances are still high. The backlog stood at 388,000 new background investigations and 117,000 periodic reinvestigations at the end of fiscal 2015. Congressman John Mica says OPM can't be trusted to lead the new Security Clearance Bureau. He reminded the committee OPM still processes most of its retirement claims by hand.
I think we're headed for another disaster. God bless you, but I'm telling you, you got to take this a bite at a time. You need to get contracts out. You need to get it out of OPM. Building this system, it is designed to fail. We'll be back here in the next Congress in 17. I guarantee you, and put that in the record, it's a new word, that this will continue to be a disaster, the way it sounds like you're putting it together.
Though confidence in OPM is low, Congress has much more support behind DOD. Members largely agree the Pentagon has plenty of experience to design, build, and operate the Bureau's new IT and cyber systems. But they're much more concerned about the distribution of funding for the new security clearance process. President Obama asked for $95 million from DOD's budget in 2017 to build those IT systems. NBIB will charge agencies a fee based on the number of background investigations they need. DOD is the biggest customer, and it will pay for more NBIB services than other agencies. But Congressman Steve Russell says DOD has competing interest in the authority and funding under the new bureau. He wonders whether the Pentagon would be better off handling its own background investigations instead of relying solely on a group of other agencies to process them. Congressman Russell.
Now we're turning back to them, but we're still going to keep it potentially in a convoluted authority structure. This is a defense issue. This is a national security issue. And it still begs the question of whether or not DOD should be involved in its own personnel at all under an OPM structure. And I think those questions have to continue to be asked.
Terry Halverson is the Defense Department's Chief Information Officer. He says the NBIB is the best option.
I don't think you want DOD, Department of State, anybody else doing different things with the investigations. I think that, A, makes it more efficient, but also creates seams that could be exploited. I think we eliminate those swings. I understand your issues about, are we going to be able to get the right authorities in place? I think we are, and I think we will owe you continual updates on how we're doing that.
The committee wants to know exactly who is in charge at NBIB and what role they play and what the chain of command will look like. The president will appoint a specific director for the bureau. That person won't get confirmed by the Senate. The OPM director has the authority to remove the NBIB leader. And Halverson says he is the senior accountable official for building the IT systems. Here's Halverson.
In the end, DOD is in charge of the technical decisions. But I will stress, we have worked well together with all of the members of this panel. We will continue to coordinate with all of the customers. We will continue to do this in a cooperative way. But in the end, I report to the Secretary of Defense. Secretary of Defense is the biggest customer of the NBIB. And I assure you, I don't expect any problems to come up. If they do, I'll take them directly to the Secretary of Defense.
But you're in charge, correct?
I am the accountable official for building this IT system the right way.
Russell says he isn't sure how much stake Halvorsen and his team will have in the NBIB decision-making process. He wonders what will happen if DOD disagrees with OPM or other leaders in the Bureau. Congressman Russell.
You have to have unity of effort. And not just unity of effort, you've got to have somebody clearly in charge. And here's my big beef. If the Department of Defense is going to clearly have the greatest level of responsibility to protect these documents, then they, by golly, better have the authority to make it good.
No single inspector general will have oversight over the NBIB. Halvorsen says the Pentagon's IG will look at DOD's work on the NBIB IT systems. The administration says it's still looking at other capabilities that could give agencies more information about security clearance holders. Continuous evaluation is one of them. The Director of National Intelligence is still working on an official standard for agencies to use continuous evaluation. And most haven't incorporated social media into their investigations at all. It's still unclear when exactly that will happen. The ODNI was supposed to put out a directive that would tell agencies how to use social media and other publicly available information in the clearance process. But that directive is stuck in the Office of Management and Budget for review. Here's House Oversight and Government Reform Committee Chairman Jason Chaffetz with federal CIO Tony Scott and National Counterintelligence Security Center Director Bill Evanina.
Who do we call to this committee to explain this to us?
It's currently with the Office of Management and Budget for coordination.
Okay, Mr. Scott, where are we at with this?
I don't know, but I will find out and back to you.
Chief Information Officer for the, the Chief Information Officer for the United States of America.
I just don't know today where we're at on that particular
this is
policy.
This is the cluster.
I'll find out and get back to you.
This is the cluster that is the federal government. This should be such a simple question. It should be on your form. Show us all your online identities. And then as we're doing a background investigation, how can you not go look at their Facebook page or their Twitter posts or their Instagram or Snapchat or any of the other ones? We don't do that? How moronic are we? I mean, come on. My 14-year-old could figure this out. What's the hesitation? Yeah, this is the problem. It's just silent.
In Washington, Nicola Grisco, federalnewsradio.com and 1500 AM.
Share this interview with colleagues. Go to federalnewsradio.com/federaldrive and click share with friends.